In all of my travels, I have found several themes that seem to hold true across many small towns. One of the things I've observed is that people will drive across the country to see something that the very residents of that town may not realize is a very big deal. The story of a big deal and how they secured it for the future is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
I had long wanted to see it, especially since a trip to England would be a long and expensive journey. It was my trip to Carhenge, the replica of Stonehenge made out of cars in Alliance, Nebraska. The creation of the Reinders family reunion of 1987 became an unusual attraction for the city. McKendra Schott says as the years passed, the friends of Carhenge who carried on the Reinders family site found upkeep difficult.
We put it for sale for $300,000 and we had people interested, but they wanted to move it. They wanted to come uproot it and move it. We didn't want that to happen. Even if we did sell it to somebody that said, oh, no, we'd never do that, that they might do that.
So what to do with a stack of cars made to look like England's Stonehenge? Kenda's group talked to the city manager, who in turn set up a time for them to talk to the city council.
There were people that were upset about it. People didn't understand, but really tourism dollars come from people staying at the hotels.
And hotel taxes helped the city. And more people were staying at hotels thanks to Carhenge bringing them to town. The city agreed to take over the site.
They took it over and we had a ribbon cutting ceremony and I gave a little speech and I cried, which was so embarrassing. But I think we were all just so relieved that here we've fought tooth and nail and we've defended Carhenge to so many people that have said, oh, it's so dumb, they should tear it down.
You could tour the site for free. There's a gift shop, but otherwise it's part of the city's offerings to locals and tourists alike.
And it was just such a relief to see so many people and the City of Alliance finally fully embrace it. It's basically part of the park system, which is so cool. And the city's been awesome. They've done so much already.
And you too can experience a park like none other in this western Nebraska town. Traveling the countryside in Alliance, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.